Next, Totenklage Lacrimosa by Gregory Whitehead.
Totenklage Lacrimosa, Engrilla Sacrisamo, Lacla Toten Engalasa.
And finally, Fluctuations of the Field by Jackie Apple.
The notion of an analysis of the world into relatively autonomous parts, separately existent but in interaction, is replaced by a theory of undivided wholeness, in which the observing instrument is not separate from what is observed. Thus, there is the question of disturbance due to measurement.
The momentum of the field.
In observation, two initially autonomous systems have come into interaction as a unified, indivisible system. The autonomy of the quantum state of the system is supposed to hold only when it is not being observed. It has no meaning to divide the observing apparatus from what is observed. It has no meaning to separate the observed fact from the theoretical notions of order that give shape to this fact. Under different conditions, matter behaves more like a wave, or more like a particle, but always in certain ways, like both together. The wave function is not related to the actual properties of an individual object, event, or process.
Of a signal.
Rather, it has to be thought of as
a description
of the potentialities within the physical situation.
The maximum speed of a signal.
In general, the wave function gives only the probability measure for the actualization of different potentialities in a statistical ensemble of similar observations under specified conditions. And cannot predict
of a higher dimension
detail
of
in
reality
each individual observation.
A light cone which defines
a limiting signal.
In quantum theory, it has no meaning to discuss the actual state of a system
an arbitrary
apart from the whole set of conditions which are essential to actualize this state.
A system of order and measure.
The actual and individual object
containing
is replaced by the potential and statistical object, which corresponds to the quantum state of the system, which corresponds to the wave function of the system.
The implication parameter.
In the implicate order, everything is enfolded into everything. Whereas with the explicate order, things are unfolded in the sense that each thing lies only in its own particular region of space and time, and outside the region belonging to other things. But enfoldment and unfoldment take place in the movement
and explicate
known and
order,
as of yet unknown. These fields obey quantum
the
mechanical
force
laws
of necessity.
The orders of movement that are directly perceivable to the senses
unbroken
are generally regarded as explicate, while other orders are taken to be implicate. However, according to the extended principle of relativity, one can equally well take the electron order as explicate and our sensual order as implicate.
On a numerical scale. The order,
but the implicate order is carried by the hollow movement, which is an unbroken and undivided totality, not limited in any specifiable way.
A consideration.
The hollow movement is not required
projection
to conform to
of
any
a multidimensional
order or be bounded by
reality,
any particular
reality
measure.
Thus, a
sequence, it is undefinable and immeasurable. The order of implication has no necessary relation
logical
to the order of time. Rather, the whole implicate order is present at any moment in such a way that the entire structure growing out of it can be described without giving any primary role to time
and matter.
The law of the structure will then just be a law relating aspects with various degrees of implication.
The magnitude of random
and as long as we can find ratio or reason in the orders that are primarily relevant, this is all that is needed for law.
Hidden variables.
In holonomy,
the speed
each
of light
new hole will itself be revealed.
Propagation
as
of
an
a signal
in yet
signal,
another new
signal,
hole.
Signal, signal, signal.
Inanimate matter and living things are basically similar to their modes of existence. Thus, consciousness may be comprehended in terms of the implicate order, along with reality as a whole. The actual structure, function, and activity of thought is in the implicate order. Thus, the distinction between implicit and explicit in thought is essentially equivalent to the distinction between implicate and explicate in matter in general.
You've been listening to a program of short works. First, Time Zones was by Don Joyce and the noise band Negative Land, and is an excerpt from a live mix broadcast on KPFA Berkeley in 1986, and now available on Escape from Noise, an SST record. The second work, The Dream Sequence, written, performed, and produced by Helen Thorington. The third work, Totenklage Lacrimosa, by radio artist Gregory Whitehead, is from his Suite for Radio, a commission of the 1990 New American Radio series. The final work, Fluctuations of the Field, conceived and produced by Jackie Apple in 1990. Text and vocals, Jackie Apple. Instrumental music, Lakeland, composed and performed by Ruben Garcia. Drumming by Khalid H. Abdullah, Papa George Brooks, Harold and Beverly Lott. The mix was by Jackie Apple and recording engineer Glenn Nishida of the Pacific Studio, Los Angeles. New American Radio is made possible with major funding from the National Endowment for the Arts and additional funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, the Meet the Composer Reader's Digest Commissioning Program, the Jerome Foundation, and the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. The series is produced by New Radio and Performing Arts in Brooklyn, New York, which is solely responsible for its content. The executive producer is Helen Thorington. Regina Beyer is the associate producer. And I am Valerie Smaldone.